Unlike what you're listening to, T-Mobile's coverage is no joke, because T-Mobile helps keep you connected from big cities to your hometown on America's largest 5G network. Switch now, keep your phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Visit your local T-Mobile location or learn more at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service port in 90 plus days. Device ineligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So the question is, can Ty get a hit against a World Series pitcher?
Swinging a miss.
Can't be stopped. Can't be stopped.
Let's find out.
This is our world.
Every kid that plays baseball has always wondered, you know, bottom of the ninth, two outs, bases loaded, can I get a hit? This is our version of that, all grown up.
This is something that Ty's talked about a lot, but he thinks he can hit a pitch from a World Series pitcher. I personally think it's impossible.
Do I think Ty's crazy? Yes, I do.
Now let's get this straight. Ty's a solid athlete, but he only played baseball through high school, and he's about to face MLB pitcher and World Series champion, Jose Leclerc.
He is the closer for the World Series Texas Rangers. He's the guy they bring in the ninth inning to absolutely sit three people down in a hurry. That's who I'm going against.
We figured in order to give Ty at least a little bit of hope, we're going to give him three at-bats. That will give him about 10 pitches or so to get a hit. But before he faces Leclerc, he must face Chase, a 12-year-old Little League pitcher. Ty must successfully get a hit at each level of baseball before moving on to the next.
What's up, Chase? Tyler. What's up, Jose?
What's up, Ty?
How we doing, man?
How's it going, Carson?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for helping us out today.
Sure. Honestly, the main reason we're putting Ty through this training is I just thought it would be funny.
This feels a little bit unnecessary, but it's for the guys, so here we go. Home run. You guys pleased with that?
I need you to just groove me some meatballs.
What do you think of that game plan?
I think I'm gonna strike you out.
No, that's not what we're going for, Chase.
Little leaguers, exactly what you would expect happen.
All right, Chase.
Oh my!
See ya.
That ball is way gone.
You think I got what I need to get a hit off an MLB pitcher?
I mean, you did good, but not MLB level.
What if I have three at bats?
Maybe.
Okay, two at bats?
Mm-mm.
No, not happening. Okay, Chase, thanks for your time today. Appreciate that. Then we worked our way up to high school. You know, before we faced the big Jose, we had to face a little Jose. Are you nervous?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you were really nervous over there earlier.
Man, I was fine.
Okay.
I was fine.
Okay. Let's go. What was that?
That was 95.
No, it wasn't.
It was mid-60s.
Okay.
Mid-60s.
Kid, he's a goober. This is my type of speed. This is what I was used to seeing. All right, Jose, we good?
We're good.
All right.
66. Ground out.
It was hysterical. This kid was talking so much trash.
He's still barely touching this. Ground out. Pop out. That is so easy.
Yeah! I got it!
Mark it, catch it!
I felt good. Swing started to come back to me a little bit. There's also a few that, you know, kind of humble you a little bit.
Swing!
It felt good overall after the experience.
Yeah!
Okay, that's a hit. Yeah, that's a hit. Okay.
Ty's got a good swing. I knew he was going to get a hold of some of these.
Appreciate the help today.
Yeah, of course.
Michael? Thank you, brother. What do you think? After seeing it live, I mean, I know I faced this Jose. What about Jose Leclerc? Do I have a chance in three at bats?
Probably not.
No.
Because his stuff is a lot more consistent and it's just gonna move a lot more than I am.
Not?
I'll be surprised if you make contact or can even see the ball.
Thanks, Jose. Appreciate it.
Of course.
See you, boys.
Good luck, you're gonna need it.
Okay.
You're gonna need it.
After the high school level, my confidence remained the same. The guys still had some questions, but for sure the biggest jump in the training process was from high school to college.
So I don't know if you know where you fit into this little scheme here, but you are technically kind of the last boss before we get to the big leagues. What do you like for my chances here?
You make contact with one out of 15, 20.
Okay. You know when they start just dishing out protective gear as soon as you get there? Like, hey, let's get you some pads. You've increased your level of difficulty a little bit.
Carson looks dialed. He looks like he's a man on a mission, so I'm a little worried for Ty, but hey, if he goes home with just a little contact or something, that's something to build on. We can keep our chins high and shoot for the stars still.
We ready? Woo! A little behind
good
that
pitch.
One.
T, here we go, baby. Here we go.
It's a little tougher than the high school level. Yeah, that was close. Check him. He didn't go.
Yes, he did.
He says he didn't. It's a good pitch, Carson.
Yes!
Boy!
Contact!
I give him that one.
Good hit, baby!
Okay.
That's a poke. Oh, wow.
That's tough to catch up to. Not sure if I feel better or worse after that, but I definitely feel something. What do you think? Has your opinion changed at all?
Actually, yeah. I think that was pretty good.
Okay.
Took some pretty good cuts.
Okay, thank you.
We've gone from zero to what percent of getting a hit?
Three at bats.
Three ABs.
Let's go like 10% chance.
Okay.
Hey,
that is better than zero.
Yes.
We would collectively as a unit, the three of us standing here today on this pitcher's mound, we'd say there's a chance. Carson, you didn't say it with us. We would say... There's a chance.
Yes.
Thank you, Carson.
You're good,
thank
bro.
You.
You're good.
Appreciate the help.
College was another level. Some serious movement, some serious heat. Then we went to spring training. This is our world now.
This is our world now. I can't wait to get out there. We're jazzed. If this was a Topaz video, I'd be jazzed about Topaz, but it's not, so I'm just jazzed about baseball.
Obviously, all of us were excited to be in spring training, but this one was special for Ty.
To show up, have your own jersey, walk on the field with the players, be taking BP with the players. Obviously, a dream come true. There's so many other pieces to the game that we wanted to try out while we were there, like stealing a base against an MLB catcher.
You're hosed.
Oh, no.
You got me.
Oh, no.
I'm out. Made a name for ourselves through trick shots, but there's a reason we're YouTubers and not pro athletes.
I'd just go ahead and go. You're still going to get beat. Boy.
Oh,
oh no. ACL. Both ACLs.
Oh, my gosh.
They're both gone.
They got pretty big leads over there.
Can we rob a home run?
There it is. That's the homer.
Oh, yeah.
Hero.
Homer!
Hero. Steeler.
Jump.
Yeah, oh, baby.
Still feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we did
it.
Yes.
Yes.
You had to clinch it, too.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Man, it feels like you go over there and you kind of lose your glove on the other side of the wall and you're like, I think I have it.
How would you grade his catch over the wall there?
A 10. It was a perfect 10. It was
generous.
Outstanding.
You're like a ball player. One other highlight for me at spring training was when Jonah let me put on his gold glove equipment, got behind the plate.
Gold glove patch.
You don't mind if I keep this, do you, Jonah?
We can work something out.
Okay.
Good start.
I got it. Juice that thing. Right between the eyes. Atta kid.
I told you if I miss it, I'll hustle. I may not be the most talented coach, but I'll hustle for you.
I owe it all to chest protector.
I look great.
I couldn't feel a thing in this.
I'm saying.
That was beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Wow, great work.
It's like a victory line right here.
The coaches were impressed.
It's fastball in the dirt right there. It's pretty good. Good action. I'm impressed. I really am.
After all the fun, we got to ask the players what they thought of Ty facing Leclerc.
I'm facing LeClerc tomorrow. I have three at-bats. All right, Josh. So I'm facing LeClerc tomorrow. It's been 17 years since I've seen live pitching. Senior year in high school. So, I'm going to try and get some cuts in today.
Yes, that's huge.
Any advice for tomorrow? I'm expecting fastball.
Every pitch. Stay on the heater. Okay. Look middle-middle.
I don't even know what look middle-middle is, but I love that.
You have one on a barrel, then you let it eat. Even if you foul it off.
Dude, a bloop single just over second base would be like, I mean, I'd pass out from excitement.
How do you feel about trash talk from the batter box to the pitcher as he pitches?
LeClerc's awesome. He won't take offense to it.
Yeah.
You should do it. You should do it 100%.
I just got to put a ball in play.
Dude, you think I got a chance?
You think he touches it?
No.
The real question is, what do you think? Does Ty actually have a chance at hitting a ball thrown by Jose LeClerc?
If you've ever watched baseball as a kid, you've likely wondered if you could hit a Major League Baseball pitch.
She's on the other way. He's at the wall, and the legend grows! Soaring balls, gone!
Let's break it down. According to athletes and scientists alike, hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in sports. The distance from the pitcher's mound to the plate is 60 feet, 6 inches. At 96 miles per hour, the ball reaches the plate in less than half a second. That's about the same amount of time it takes to blink. So in the blink of an eye, the batter has to analyze the pitch, decide whether to swing or not, and then put the sweet spot of the bat on the ball to get a hit. If the batter is too slow or too fast, or if the ball hits the wrong part of the bat, no hit.
Strike three.
There is no room for error. So, can Ty actually get a hit? We're about to find out.
Time to go get the first few cuts of the trip. This is going to tell us a lot. Cody actually had a nice little sesh once he got comfortable up there.
Tyler likes to always throw out one guinea pig so we can get an eye on it, see the lay of the land. I'm the guinea pig today, and I'm okay with that.
Oh! Woo! It's different than coach's pitch! Whoa! Yeah. Have yourself a day! Yeah. We've worked our way up. Now this is the first look at MLB-sized field cuts. So let's see what happens.
Start at 70 miles an hour for this one.
Starting off at 70 miles an hour. Felt pretty good. We'd seen the speed before. The wood bat is obviously a new challenge. For those that don't know, metal bats you can use up through college. They have a lot more pop, a little bit easier to swing. MLB guys, got to use wood bats. Certainly makes a difference.
Wow!
Oh.
Good ball, kid.
Got some good hits, but so did Cody. So you realize what level you're talking. Went up to 80 miles an hour, still got some good hits, seeing the ball. Granted, it's coming out of a pitching machine, it's coming straight at you. You kind of know what to expect.
Much better. That was a much better cut.
Yeah.
There we go.
That'll do, donkey.
Yeah, I think we can take it up a little.
Probably going to be around 92, very realistic, what a major league hitter would see.
And how fast is the clerk?
96, 97.
You're going to use the velo from the machine or the pitcher
to create the power.
The distance, yeah. Yes. Just put barrel on ball, it's going to go.
Okay.
A nice smooth swing, just staying back.
Okay.
We're good.
All right, let's try it. Oh. Gosh, stay back.
Call me crazy, I think he touches it tomorrow.
You're crazy.
It might be fouled back to the screen. It might be hit directly in the dirt, but he touches one.
Dude, no chance.
Yes! Go, kid!
Hey, boy!
He's starting to figure it out a little bit.
I'm looking good. Got a good swing. I'm looking more optimistic now for him tomorrow. That's for sure.
Oh.
Atta boy!
How do you feel after that, T?
Live pitching's just a whole nother animal, but you know what? Put some barrels on the ball at 92. Can't be mad about that. Just gotta swing the bat. Can't go down looking. That's the name of the game tomorrow. Get your cuts in and don't just get caught looking. Regardless, it's an absolute blast out here and you can't beat it. And I broke a bat over my knee like a big leaguer, which was sick.
After all this work, the moment's here. And Ty stepping up to the plate against Jose LeClerc, a World Series winning pitcher.
Moment of truth. Pitchers are warming up. Today is the day that we find out, can I hit an MLB pitcher? We're always up to some. First pitch fastball, just go at it.
Love that strategy.
It's the best pitch I'm gonna get. I mean, worst case, if I swing the bat, I'm within 2 feet of the ball.
Hope you'll enjoy the Tyler Toney edition. I'm swinging and missing. Dude, there's no way.
Overheard Cody say that the odds are lower than Vegas.
They did.
Yeah! Let's be honest. If there's one guy to be able to do it, it's T. He looks like a ball player, smells like a ball player, then by golly, he's a ball player.
You know, biggest fear, take one of the orbital bone, have facial reconstructive surgery. Biggest hope is we somehow just get a hold of one and bomb it out at right field, short, hit the foul pole. Somewhere in between there would be great.
Okay. Big moves, we're changing the game up.
Well, everyone, it's the matchup we've all been waiting for. Tyler Toney of Dude Perfect against Jose Leclerc.
Your moment, kid.
And the pitch.
We pranked him. We said throw behind him.
Jose Leclerc throws behind Tyler Toney. He's shaking in his boots.
1-0. 1-0 count.
This is our world now.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Yeah, he went.
Leclerc gets the sign. He's set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. A fastball right by Toney.
Those hands through. Come on now.
Hey, we still got life, kid.
Use that pivot foot.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm a basketball guy.
Swing and a miss. Leclerc strikes
good
him
pitch.
Out.
First pitch wasn't very fair. That was messed up. Drew behind me. Trying to rattle me. He did. I was rattled.
He's throwing a good 95. Poor Tyler. I'm a little worried he might have urinated himself on that one.
He's throwing that nasty little slider, just dips away.
Two pitch and a swing and a miss. A swing and a miss.
I don't remember who said it. One of the great philosophers of our past, but I believe the quote was, one swing of the bat can change the world.
One swing of the bat can change the world, people.
Yeah, I'm blanking on his name. Really good looking, cool, just handsome philosopher.
Be stopped.
Just got told Leclerc's on a pitch count, so we only get two ABs now instead of three.
So I went from a guaranteed nine pitches to now I have only three left. And all I can hear are the words of Little Leaguer Chase echoing in my head. What if I have two at-bats?
No, not happening.
So last shot. Here we go, boys.
Big moves, we're changing the game up.
He's got the look of a ball player, but does he have the swing of a ball player? Can he deliver? Leclerc, Toney, the pitch.
This is our world.
A swing and a pop up to short right field. He's a hero. Tyler Toney making Dude Perfect history.
That's a bloop single. Not only have we made contact, it is a bloop single and possibly the greatest accomplishment of my life.
Look at him round the bases, just like Adolis Garcia.
This is our world now.
That's a bloop single.
Hey, high five here, baby.
That's a bloop single. I'm done. I'm not going back out there. I'm going to get hit.
Is he good enough for a contract?
He's pretty close.
I think he got rattled when the pitch came up and in there. So.
He did. That was all part of the plan. He didn't know about it.
What an experience, boys.
What an experience. Are you right now?
I'm shaking, dude.
I feel like a dad right now. He just watched his son go about 4-for-4 in a peewee game.
He ran the 96.
Yeah.
And he put in play. Trying to look who else could do that.
Obviously, a dream come true. Massive thanks to the Texas Rangers for having us out and allowing us to experience what it would be like to be a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, he did it, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Congrats, dude.
Appreciate you doing that. That was awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
My boys, I'm TT. I just hit an MLB pitcher.
Dude, perfect.
Unlike what you're listening to, T-Mobile's coverage is no joke, because T-Mobile helps keep you connected from big cities to your hometown on America's largest 5G network. Switch now, keep your phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Visit your local T-Mobile location or learn more at T-Mobile.com/keepandswitch. Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service port in 90 plus days. Device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Gas Cascade Natural cree que un hogar cálido, agua caliente y energía de gas natural deberían estar disponibles para todos. Por eso Cascade estableció programas de descuento de energía y asistencia para facturas de bajos ingresos en Oregon. Estos programas brindan un descuento en su factura mensual a solicitantes con ingresos calificados y, si es necesario, ayuda con los saldos vencidos. Llame a Cascade o a cualquiera de nuestras agencias de acción comunitaria asociadas. Obtenga información completa de asistencia con la factura en cngc.com/help.